أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. وأنفقوا في سبيل الله ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة وأحسنوا إن الله يحب المحسنين. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. وأنفقوا في سبيل الله ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة وأحسنوا إن الله يحب المحسنين. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص فمن اعتدي عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدي عليكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. وأنفقوا في سبيل الله ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة وأحسنوا إن الله يحب المحسنين. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. وأنفقوا في سبيل الله ولا أيديكم إلى التهلكة وأحسنوا إن الله يحب المحسنين.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. After that, inshallah, we are going to proceed with our exegesis and the explanations for how to pronounce the words of the glorious Quran, its connotations, then the specific moral rulings behind the verses, the interpretational meanings which affect the state of its sentences, its formation, and its sequences. If you could recall, we are to verse 195 of Surah Al-Baqarah. As you heard from the recitation, as God the Almighty mentioned, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And give in the cause of God. And do charity in the cause of God. Meaning, give out your resources in a form of charity. Fi sabilillah, in the cause of God, according to how God prescribed. Even if it is a charity or investment that you fail to follow the required guidelines, you will not get the benefits. So that's the reason why this kind of condition is attached. وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا. And give out. Give it out. Take it out. Donate. In the cause of God. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ. And do not throw with your hands. إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. Into destruction, into a perdition, into danger, وأحسن, and be kindful. إن الله يحب المحسنين. Verily, God likes people who are kind, regularly ground, light, the kindful ones. Prior to this verse, some of the previous verses, talks on the aspect of righteousness. Some of the verses talks on the aspect of piousness or piety. And this particular verse came with another concept, kindness. Is one of the very good moral character. It's a code of conduct. Being kindful to others. Being kindful to yourselves. And even before God referred you to be kindful to yourself, God referred you to be kindful to others, then to yourself, then to others. Do you get the logic? And donate for the sake of God. Give donations according to the law. So if you are taking something from your resources, out of your resources, to give it out in the form of charity, that is kindness to others. And likewise, to yourself, it is like you are disciplining your mind. It's a form of discipline. And also you will get reward from God. So also God mentioned وَأَحْسِنُوا and be kindful, meaning be kindful to yourself. And Allah يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. For God likes those who are kindful. وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ and donate for the cause of God. In the cause of God. In the fast that God designed, being according to the law, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ and do not throw with your hands. Do not run with your hands إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ towards perdition, towards destruction, towards adversity, towards a danger or a hazard. وَأَحْسِنُوا and be kindful. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. For God likes the kindful ones, people who are kindful. Who are kindful to themselves and also to others. If you think about benefit or profit, as you like it for yourself, also like it for others. As how the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in authentic hadith, narrated by Imam Muslim, Imam Bukhari, and other narrators also. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. One of you will not be a truly believer. لا يؤمن أحدكم. One of you will not be a believer. One of you will not be considered as a believer, an individual, حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. Until he love for himself, he love for his brother, that which he love for himself. Meaning one of you will not be considered as mu'min, will not be considered as a person of belief, as a believing individual, until he like the others, what he likes for himself. The rewards, the benefits, the betterment, which you admire. You admire that to others also, to your colleagues, to your brothers and sisters, to your friends, to your wife, to your husbands, to your parents. Do you admire that to them or not? It is one of the ethical decorum. Kindness. Be kind to yourself. Do not run yourself into danger. Neither you run any other human into perdition. Also. So what you like it for others also. Wish that for others. Anything of evil that you want to avoid, you should also adopt that to others, to make them avoid that. And that's the concept of al-amru bil-ma'roof, nahyu anil munkar, enjoining that which is good and avoiding that which is evil. وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and donate in the cause of God. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّحْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا, and do not put with your hands, meaning do not run your hands إِلَى التَّحْلُكَةِ, into danger, into the danger. بمعرفة التهلكة وأحسن, and be kind. إن الله يحب المحسنين, for God likes the kind. God likes the people of kindness, those who are kind to themselves and also to others. This is the literal meaning or translation of the verse. And donate in the cause of God, and do not run yourself, do not run with your hands into the danger, into the perdition. And be kindful, for God likes the kindful ones. So if you analyze the verse, you would see all the ways that are mentioned in the sentences. All are familiar ways. You are familiar with almost all the words. وَأَنْفِقُوا is a common word found in different verses, so many verses. فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ also mentioned in several verses. أَيْدِيكُمْ also is a common word that is found in different verses. وَأَحْسِنُوا الْإِحْسَانِ, all this. So with one vocabulary, one amongst the vocals mentioned in the verse is At-Tahluka. At-Tahluka. This is a word that is not commonly used. At-Tahluka. It is a processed word. And also, it can be a masdar. An original word. So we analyze At-Tahluka. The danger, At-Tahluka, a danger, a condition. It can be pronounced, it can be pronounced as Al-Hilak, At-Tahluka, ay Al-Hilak. At-Tahluk also. Al-Ihlak. So but God mentioned At-Tahluka. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى الْهِلَاكِ. But God mentioned وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَ. This is showing the basic aspect of الصرف. علم التصريف. علم التصريف. الصرف. And also the بلاغة. Also it will look وَلَا تُلْقُوا. It contains a point of balagha. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَّا التَّهْلُكَ. There is مجاز, المجاز. But the مجاز is المرسل. So instead, let us even go deeper into the grammatical analysis and diagnosis of this verse. Let us analyze the grammar in the ayah, in the verse. God mentioned وَأَنْفِقُوا and donate. That one in that count. It's for الاستئناف. It's for استئناف. The waw is استئنافية. For proceeding. It's indicating the precedence of the information. When it is related to the information in the previous verses. So also, you should give out charity. Anfiqu. Isfilu amru. A tense for command. Anfiqu and donate. So the waw that came after the qaf وَأَنْفِقُوا is considered as the subject, and you donate وَأَنْفِقُوا and you should donate وَأَنْفِقُوا and you should donate وَأَنْفِقُوا and you donate. So that waw is for, is representing a pronoun, you. And you could be either anta or antum or antuma or antunna. It can be for you, the second person. The second person can be a male or a female, a group of people, or two individuals. So if a statement, a command came in this form, and you donate, and you should donate, you should donate, you. So that usually is referred to a plural form. A plural form which contains all the second individuals. And that one is considered as the subject. Fi sabilillah, fi sabilillah. This is al-jar wal majrur because fi is part of huruf al-jar. Jar al-ismu idha sabaqahu ahad min huruf al-atiya min wa ila wa an wa ala wa fi wal lam wal ba. Fi sabilillah. That's how it would be. Fi sabilillah. The sabil would be kasrated. And لفظ الجلالة would be having كسرة also. Do you get it? في سبيل الله. If you recite في سبيل الله, no. Or في سبيل الله, no. It has to be في سبيل الله because it is الجار والمجرور because of the في. Part of the حروف الجر. جر الاسم إذا سبقه أحد من حروف الآتية من وإلى وأن وعلى وفي واللام والباء from the basics of المنح from the basic of the theories. So this indicated this complement is related to the previous say وأنفقوا في سبيل الله ولا تلقوا ولا تلقوا ولا تلقوا and do not run, do not throw do not throw. You know javelin throw, you know throwing, throwing, throwing. Like, I want to throw something. So do not throw bi-aydikum with your hands. Whenever throwing is mentioned, usually it is something that requires hands application, using hands. Do you get it? So let me clarify. To ask the point of balagha in this statement, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَ and do not throw with your hands into التَّهْلُكَ, into danger. If you look the filu amri, the tense for the command that is been mentioned, is in form of conjunction, because that wawun that kaf is a conjunction, and you get it. So if ma'ana wala tubdu bi aydikum ila tahluka. So suppose if God mentioned وَلَا تُلْقُوا إِلَى وَلَا تُلْقُوا إِلَى التَّهْلُكَ and do not fall into perdition. Do not throw yourselves into perdition. You see, it gives sense. So also there is أَبَا أُنْدَكَ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ. It's just an addition. That أَبَا it's not necessary required. But why is it required? For eloquence. و ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة. Forgot to specify the way. Like a group. You should not do it in a group. Group wise, for example, this another point of Lugha, or point of Balagha. But we are not going into that. If we look, wala tulqu, the one that comes is conjunction. So it is a conjunctional phrase, conjunctional sentence. What is the difference between wa anfiqu and wala tulqu? These are clauses. That one is wa isti'nafiyya. If you translate and give out, if you translate it as and, it's okay in communication. But in lugha, it is not supposed to be translated and. For the sake of understanding, if you say and, quite okay, but it is isti'nafiyya. It has to be also. Do you get it? So wala tulqu is the one that is and is conjunction. So you need to be differentiating between also and isti'nafiyya bimana also. Atafiyya wa atifa. Wawul atifa is and conjunction. Hope you get the differences. When people be sabilila and that is normal, but the clear point of translation should be also. This is indicating that the sentence is together with the previous sentence. What's the previous sentence? وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. In the previous ayah, الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص. God mentioned, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. You should know, God is together with the pious. وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. So also, also, you donate in the cause of God. That's how God prescribed. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. And do not run with your hands. Do not push with your hands. Do not throw with your hands into danger. So, وَلَا تُلْقُوا. The lam that comes is lamun nahiya. It's a lamun that is showcasing a warning. And do not, meaning absolutely, do not push yourself into danger. Tulqu, wala tulqu. Tulqu is fi'l mudari because of the ta'un. It's part of the huruf al-mudari'ah. It's part of the huruf al-mudari'ah. The basic huruf al-mudari'ah are four. Hamza, Nun, Ya'un, and Ta'un. وأن ألقي أصاك. وأن ألقي أصاك فألقاها. So في المضارع كان بيستعرض with حمزة ياء تاء ونون. So it is indicating an absolute warning, وَلَا تُلْقُوا, because that لَامُ اللَّهِ يَادَتْ كَمْ. Make the فِي الْمُضَارِعِ to be مَجْزُوم. And the وَاوُ is similar to وَأَنْفِقُوا. That وَاوُ, you. So the you is the subject. And you should not put yourself into danger. So that ba'ul bi-aydikum is not al-jar wal-madrur. That ba'ul is just za'ila. Just considered as mazida. Just an increment. If it has been said, وَلَا تُلْقُوا أَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ, it gives sense. وَلَا تُلْقُوا إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ, it gives sense. So also, in the aspect of the balagha, this sentence is in form of majazi and mursal. So it can be translated in different forms. Do not turn yourself into danger. Differences. Why is it that the aydikum, hands, are mentioned? It's indicating that the issue does not lie with hands only, but hands are part of the organs of actions. So what triggers, mind or hands? Do not forget, God mentioned about the concept of kindfulness. Kindful to yourself and to others. Being kindful to yourself and also to others. So between mind and hands, what triggers? Both triggers. Your mind and triggers you, or your mind triggers you to action. Your mind may inspire you towards an action, and likewise the action of another person can trigger your mind. Hope you see how the feedback is organizing. Here's how it is. So if you are kindful, that would benefit other people. And if it benefit the other people, that would trigger others also to do as how you have done. So this one of the hikmah of mentioning bi-aydikum. If God wish, he could have just said وَلَا تُلْقُوا إِلَى التَّهْلُكَ, and it is meaningful. The meaning is clear. But God mentioned وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَ. This is indicating how God is so eloquent in the aspect of grammar. How the revelation, Allahu musta'an. So these are some of the differences in the text of scriptures and other books. Allahu musta'an. So it's not just to deliver the information. There would be some rules that you may leave while delivering the information. So if you maintain the grammar, it would be much more better. Even if the statement is used by other individuals to manipulate It would be a difficult task. And those individuals to manipulate the statement for us. The statement maintain the grammatical rules. So Allah musta'an. ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التحلق. Similarly, this kind of statement, as how it is in a form of majaz. Majazi, mursal. So another object, a second object, can also be attached to a sentence. It can be also stated. ولا تلقوا أنفسكم بأيديكم إلى التحلق. And that second subject would be an obscure one. وَلَا تُلْقُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. So أَنفُسَكُمْ would be second subject, meaning the first subject, بِأَيْدِيكُمْ. So the أَيْدِيكُمْ would be the second subject. So if أَنفُسَكُمْ is not mentioned, it is obscured one. And you should not turn yourself with your hands into perdition. So look towards the balagha, the grammatical aspect. So that's one of the benefits of using majaz mursal in making utterances, in making statement. So which is better, without using majaz or with using majaz? You know, the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam mentioned in an authentic hadith, "Utitu jawami al-kalim." Utitu jawami al-kalim. I was given a conglomerate forms of words. I was given group of words. Bunch of words. That's why you would see there would be some statements from the hadith of the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. Just three words. And the imprint is delivered. A short sentence and the information is delivered. And it can be processed to different ways. Like the sign of the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, لا تغضب. لا تغضب. لام الناهية and a tense and a subject. Do not be angry. Do not be angry. Do not be angry. But give sense, for example. So much examples. You take the Musnad, books of Masani, Musannafat, Ma'ajim, the books of Sunan, you will see short forms of Ahadith. So, if a Majazi Mursal is used, it can come with somewhat benefits in explanations. So it's either been translated into وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَ. And you should not turn yourselves into perdition. And do not cast yourselves into perdition. And do not turn yourselves with your hands in two positions. So if you use the second subject, the bi-aydikum, with your hands, so this is giving emphasis to the action, meaning your action define you. In your action can lead to danger. So you need to control your actions. وأحسنوا. And be kindful. وأحسنوا. And be kind. So إلى التحلقة is الجار والمجرور. Because إلى is part of ذا حروف الجر. جر الاسم إذا سبقه أحد من حروف الآتية من وإلى وعنه على وفي واللام والباء. So إلى is حرف جر. التحلكة اسم مجرور بإلى. From the basics of علم الإعراب. يجري سئت in this way. اسم مجرور بإلى. So الإفس الجار والمجرور. Which are related to the ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة. ولا تلقوا بأيديكم. So إلى is compliment. A compliment and complimentation. اسم مجرور بإلى. So the subject in the compliment, it is just related to the previous statement, previous clause. وأحسن and be kindful. And you should be kindful. The واو that come is واو العاطفية. واو العاطفة. It's عاطفة. It's conjunction. So this is also a conjunctional statement. It is attaching a new message with the previous message, even though the information are totally different. So this is one of the aspects of conjunction. But isti'laf is indicating that the scenarios are quite the same. Do you get it? It is in the same arena. So these are some of the information while differentiating between and also. There are other words also that are quite synonymous. Similar. Similarly. Likewise. For example, وأحسنوا أحسنوا أحسنوا is فعل أمر. It is a tense for command. فعل أمر. And the واو that come after أحسن 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 أحسنوا. That واو is considered as فاعل. We consider it as pari. The subject in the clause. And you should be kind with you. Is the subject. Or you are the subject. You get it? If I'm giving you command, and you should be kind. So you are the subject in that action. Inna Allaha. Inna wasmuha. Inna Allaha. Verily God. Verily the Almighty. Verily the Almighty. Surely the Almighty. So inna is an article. You know, inna wa akhwatuha. Inna and it associates. إن وأن وكأن ولكن وليت ولعل تدخل على المبتدأ والخبر وتنصب المبتدأ فيسمى اسمها وتنصب الخبر وتنصب الخبر فيسمى خبرها. This from the theory of المنهو. I keep repeating this theories in order for you to remember so that we should not forget about this matters for easy remembering. Allahumma musta'an. So that's how this matters are. Know the theories, know the formulas, retain the theories, retain the formulas. So when you are going to apply the theories and the formulas, the work would be so accurate. And that's why sometimes, for those people that are avoiding the theories of ilm al-nahw and sarf, and also balagha, will not be enjoying the amounts of communication. Even if you are conversating with such individuals, would be breaking the loop. There was a day when I was interacting with one person in one of the languages. The person is on the right way of elaborating the information. I got the point, but the way the person is expressing the point is not consistent with the theories and formulas of grammar. And I was not happy with the person. Likewise, sometimes a person would be giving some expression or commentary or statement or replying a conversation. But you find it very difficult to enjoy the conversation because the person is not maintaining this theories of grammar. Sometimes you would be thinking that a person is speaking another language or is not speaking language. So if you want to speak a language, you must know the grammar. Try to know the grammar, it helps. Inna was muha. Inna is helpfulness based. Or if it would nasba to a subject. So that subject would be considered as the subject of inna. The subject of the verb. Do you get it? If you say surely, very, it is like smoothly, slowly. You see? It resembles an adverb. But in Arabic, this is specific articles. Very, surely, could be, might be, can enter into a subject or object in a sentence. When it put nasba, fatha, on a subject, that subject would be ismu inna. واسم أن واسم كأن واسم ولكن واسم ليت. How you get? So likewise, إن الله. Normally in grammar, in the علم النهو we said إن واسمها. We used to say إن واسمها. But the اسم that came, the subject that count is lafzul jalal. So you cannot say Allahu ismu inna. This is not accepted theologically, tawheedically. It's not accepted For Allah is لفظ الجلالة اسم الجلالة. So you cannot say الله اسم إن. Like إن المستضعفين. So المستضعفين you can say اسم إن. Just for example, الله المستعان. إن الكتاب. الكتاب you can say اسم إن. So we say اسم إن منصوبا from the basics. So إن is an article and it has associates. There are colleagues to إن. أن also. So we consider إن as حرف نصب and also can be considered as وتوكيد. You get it? So likewise the associate of inna, inna wa anna wa ka'anna. And it might be walakinna wa layta wa la'alla. All these are have an influence in applying a nasba, a fatha to a subject. So Allah لفظ الجلالة. Instead of saying Allah اسم إن. يحب المحسنين. Allah يحب المحسنين. Verily God likes the pious. يحب is فعل مضارع. فعل مضارع مرفوع. وعلامة رفعه الضمة الظاهرة على آخره. From the basic, from the level of the beginners, or we can say intermediate. الله المستعان. So يحب is فعل مضارع. It's present continuous. Present continuous tense. Meaning that's how it is. God continues to like those who are kind. There is no limit. Any form of kindness. And even if the entire world would be kind to themselves or to others, God will continue to like them, like their actions. يحب المحسنين. So it is فعل مضارع. يحب فعل مضارع. Present continuous tense. So that's how it is. And that's why it was mentioned in one of the hadith of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. Mentioned in hadith al-Qudsi. God is mentioning, يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وجنكم وإنسكم قاموا على أرض واحدة are you down servant. If the first generations amongst you and the last generations amongst you the jinnkind and the mankind, meaning the demons, the ghosts and the humans, from the first generation to the last generation, to stand together in one planet, and for each and every human, and for each and every jinnkind, each and every demon, or ghost, or spirit, should request something from God. God mentioned, ما نقص ذلك في ملكي شيئا. Nothing will decrease from my sovereignty, from my resources, from my power, from my dominionship, from God's dominion. Whatsoever we are to ask God or to request from God. So does it. So you have he light in a form of continuous present, continuous tense. Whatsoever must allow, whatsoever request you would have. Not you only, all the humans, all the thinkers, the first generation and the last generation, all the generations, for each and every human, for each and every demon. To request something from God. God will give that, and it will not decrease anything from the dominion of God the Almighty. And God mentioned, if there would be something that would get decreased, that would get emitted, إلا ما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر except something that can get decreased, something that an end would decrease when it is immersed into an ocean. How many molecules? What's the quantity? What would be the quantity of the water that an air would take away from an ocean? So the issue is beyond that, but God just gave us a common example that we can be familiar with. Nothing would decrease from the ocean. That's part. Allah musta'an. So God likes those who are kindful. All of us would be kind. God would like us all together. So al-muhsinin, in Allah يحب المحسنين, يحب المحسنين. He likes the kind. We like the kind. Suppose I met in this place, يحب المحسنين. He like the kind. We like that kind of kindhood. So the subject would be a hidden one. You would say, وَفَعِلُهُ جَمِيعُ مُسْتَجِبْ تَقَدِيرُهُ هُوَ. The referring to it is he. The pronoun of he, meaning God. So the kindful would be the object. You get it? Allah musta'an. So this is, in a nutshell, the grammatical points of reviewing from this particular verse. If there are enough minutes, so we can start with the tafsir. We can start with the exegesis of this particular verse. So we have done some grammatical analysis of the verse. And also we can discuss on the asbab al-nuzul. What's the reason behind the revelation of this statement? And the net in the cause of God. Also the net in the cause of God, and do not run yourselves into danger. Do not allow yourself to get into danger, into perdition, into destruction. Maybe invest your resources Maybe you build your environment. So do not allow any environmental degradation to happen. Any menace to come into your environment. Humans are to build environment and to maintain their environment and likewise themselves. Their social amenities, as how have been built, they are to be maintained. Do not allow any danger. And that's the reason why we are strengthening our mission regarding the climate, because any change in the climate directly affect the environment. So that's why we consider climate change as one of the dangerous issues that need to be resolved. You see how the weather and the climate are changing due to the excess human activities. The ozone layer is depleted. It is depletion of the ozone layer. We know how the ozone layer protects us from the solar radiations. So Allah musta'an. We should try as much as possible to not allow ourselves or to prone ourselves or to prone others into dangers. وَأَحْسِنُوا أَنْ be kindful. Mean be kindful to yourselves. And be kindful to others. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. For God, verily God likes the kindful ones. Those people are kind. God likes them. If you are kindful to yourself or to others, definitely God likes you. But if you are not kindful, neither to yourselves nor to others, so do not think that you would be closer to God. Allahu musta'an. So also the statement at-tahluka. Any danger, any pollution in the economy, in the finance, in the environment, in all the sectors, you should not allow any danger to descend or to descend into dangers. This is one of the beautiful teachings of the religion. We should try as much as possible to take heed on these matters. So we can also reflect to the reason behind the revelation of Jesus. Asbab al-Nuzul. And one thing that we should know, still the information contained in this verse is valid. But even this verse is an-nasikh. An-nasikh to other rules. If there are other rules that call you to get into perdition, then you should avoid those rules. This is an update. How do you get it? And some of the people, they misanalyze and infer with at-tadhhir. Usually the statement Al-Qa'ila Tahluka is commonly used. You can even refer back to history. It happened to tomorrow we get to discuss on that Asbab al-Nuzul. But let me complete since I mentioned about historical data. There was an incident in Qusqantinia. We know the issue of Qusqantinia. You know the groups that are together with Abdurrahman bin Khalid bin al-Walid. And those that are together with Abi Ayyub al-Ansari and those that were together with Uqbat bin Amir. So they were facing the Romans at Qusqantinia. You know how the Qusqantinia was at them? There was a gate which is from the river side, from the water area. And there is another gate which is from the inland, that is the land far. So they were trying to approach the Romans. One among the troops, a single individual, just run towards the Romans, just to attack the Romans. So when people realize the action of such person, you know the person is not like Kenon the Barbarian or Hercules. Or John Snow, Wallahu al-Musta'an. So such person just do a kind of tadhiya. So when he was facing the Romans, some of the people began to shout, "Ha, la ilaha illallah. Alqa nafsihi ila tahluka." He thrown himself to danger, to perdition, to destruction. So you see, this kind of statement is being utilized in discussion. When a person is calling himself to perdition, you can say, Alqa nafsihi ila tahluka. You propose a lady without having enough financial balance or financial support, you are just throwing yourself in a tahluka. You are intermingling with a person that is infected with a dangerous infection. You are throwing yourself into tahluka. This kind of statement we used during the pandemic to those people that are not taking the precautions. Used to say, "Kuna anfusahum ila tahluka." So that, Allahu musta'an. So tomorrow in the upcoming session, we are going to get into the discussion regarding the Asbab al-Nuzul, the reason behind the revelation of this verse, and further exegesis to this verse 195. Whatsoever we discuss within this few minutes, we asked God the Almighty to guide us in it. Whatsoever that interferes of any kind of erotic statement, or filthy statement, or unnecessary point of discussion, we ask God to take it away from our deeds and to reward us also. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. فسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان نجا رحمة من ربنا نعمة.